and Trustful, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped at Walmart. Senator Del Marsh says he would like to see a Good Samaritan law in Alabama. Marsh hopes to introduce a bill during the next legislative session. And hundreds of women riding motorcycles have converged on the capital city. They're called Motor Maids, and they have come from all over North America for their annual convention. They will be in Montgomery until Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All 12 boys and their soccer coach are safe after more than 2 weeks underground.
President Donald Trump has pardoned two ranchers whose case sparked the armed occupation of a wildlife refuge in Oregon.
The dean of Temple University's business school has been forced out over falsified data submitted to rankings organizations about the online master's program there.
Civil rights protester James Wells has died at the age of 77.
About a dozen Marines are heading to Port-au-Prince, Haiti to help bolster security at the U.S. Embassy there.
Stocks are continuing to trade higher on Wall Street.
Violent storm whipped through a northwestern North Dakota city overnight, trapping some people in overturned RVs.
President Trump has arrived in Belgium for 2 days of talks with U.S. NATO allies.
BMW says it'll make an electric version of its mini car in China with the country's biggest SUV brand, Great Wall Motor.
People are feeling confident of being able to find another job if they leave their current employer.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time caller, since you're there, Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Excuse me. We also have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that will go on Friday. And that's open to any callers. If you call in, you need to tell us so we can get your name in the hat. So, we did not do the second part of Christian Welker.
We did.
We did. Let's then go to NATO summits on the CBS side of things. No, I'm sorry. Yes, CBS, NATO summit, yep.
Summit is just getting underway with President Trump slamming U.S. allies in military alliance. The president arrived at NATO headquarters in Belgium just minutes ago after telling its secretary general that several NATO partners are not spending enough on defense. He also called Germany captive to Russia because of a plan to build a natural gas pipeline between the two countries.
This meeting begins Mr. Trump's four-city European trip that will end with his highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Wei Zhang is traveling with the president in Brussels.
President Trump set the tone for the summit during that meeting with the secretary general. Typically, leaders hash out their conflicts in private, but their tense exchange unfolded as the cameras were rolling. And now there is no question just how hard the president plans to press NATO allies over money.
We have a very good relationship.
Moments after posing for a pleasant photo op, President Trump lectured NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, accusing other NATO members of not paying their fair share of defense spending.
Many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money from many years back, where they're delinquent, as far as I'm concerned, because the United States has had to pay for them.
The United States does pay a higher percentage of its GDP toward defense than any other NATO member, about twice as much as France and roughly three times more than Germany. In 2014, NATO countries set a goal to contribute 2% by 2024, but the president interpreted that as a formal commitment.
I think it's a very bad thing for NATO.
So he's interpreting the 2024 deal. He's interpreting as that's kind of ironclad and really pushing them on it. And I'll say that these guys seem to be responding to it. They're pushing. They act like they're pushing back, but they're actually adding more money to the whole equation. So this is that kind of Trump rough and tumble style, and you know, people like it. They like the fact that he's willing to go in and say, look, you're not paying your fair share, and you need to pay your fair share, and look at all the stuff that we do to for you. Now, Joe Scarborough went to this, well, they were there with us in Afghanistan, and after 9/11, they did, you know, Section 5 of the NATO alliance. But how many times are they not there? How many times are we kind of going it alone on some things that are out there, like in Syria? And by the way, I think the Syria issue may be a little bit different. There was some stuff going on with Israel and Iran. There was a drone that was launched today, and they took a Patriot missile and shot it down. Now, when you're taking a Patriot missile to shoot down a drone, you're talking about a pretty nice-sized drone there. And it was launched in Syria, but Syria didn't have any drones. They believe it's Iran. And I think you may get Putin and Trump talking about getting Iran out of Syria, and that's going to make Israel much happier here. So let's stay with CBS and listen to the summit in Russia and Germany.
President Trump also singled out Germany for supporting gas deals with Moscow, since one of NATO's main objectives is to stop Russian aggression.
How can you be together when a country is getting its energy from the person you want protection against or from the group that you want protection against?
Because we understand that when we stand together also when dealing with Russia, we are stronger. I think what we have seen is that...
No, you're just making Russia richer.
Well,
you're not dealing with Russia, you're making Russia richer.
Secretary Stoltenberg acknowledged some NATO members agree with the president's point, but said it shouldn't divide the alliance.
We have always been able to unite around our core task to protect and defend each other because we understand that we are stronger together than apart.
Later today, President Trump will meet with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who responded a short time ago saying she is expecting controversial discussions during this summit. U.S. allies are also wary of the president's warm embrace of Vladimir Putin, especially since their one-on-one summit in Helsinki is just days away.
Now, you heard him say, you know, we need to stay united. And so to him, not saying united is Trump bringing up the point that you're buying all this natural gas from Russia. And, you know, stay united is like, don't criticize. Don't say that kind of stuff. Don't try to make that point. And I think Trump has got a very valid point, because what if they do go in and what they did with the Ukraine, they started turning off the spigots. And it was pretty painful for him. And that's what they were using leverage for that. And so all these people who talk about evil Putin and all this kind of stuff, but it's fine when Germany is buying from them, then Russia isn't so bad then. And Joe Scarborough, it's like, I cannot believe how he takes both sides of a position. If it's Trump dealing with Putin, it's bad. If it's Germany dealing with Putin, it's good. And that makes no sense. And they're becoming reliant on him. And that's what they're saying. And also, it'd probably be good for our trade imbalance if Germany were buying LP gas that's coming out of Mobile Bay and heading over there. Probably would make a lot more sense. So, let me see which way. Thought I had a Peter Alexander in here, but I guess I didn't put it in there. So let's go to the NATO expert here talking about, this is the NATO, yeah, let's do this one, then we'll go to Ian Bremmer.
We have to talk about the billions and billions of dollars that's being paid to the country that we're supposed to be protecting you against. I think it's something that NATO has to look at. I think it's very inappropriate. It doesn't seem to make sense that they pay billions of dollars to Russia, and now we have to defend them against Russia.
And they put the natural gas hub and the oil hub right in Germany. Earlier at the NATO summit, President Trump calling out European countries purchasing energy from Russia, specifically Germany, while benefiting from U.S. protection. Niall Gardner is the director of the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation, joins us now from London. Does the president have a point? And were you surprised he brought it up over what seems to be breakfast?
I think the president certainly has a very strong point in his remarks about Germany. He directly attacked the Nord Stream 2 pipeline with it, which is a pipeline which will run from Russia to Germany, bypassing US allies in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states. And so the president was absolutely right, actually, to condemn the pipeline. This is a Russian project. The Germans are fully collaborating with us for business purposes. This undermines, actually, the pipeline undermines the security of the NATO alliance. And so the president was 100% right to criticize this pipeline, and also to call on the Germans to increase their pitifully low defense spending, actually, which stands at just 1.2% of GDP. Compare that to the United States, 3.5% of GDP on defense. The Germans are not pulling their weight in Europe. The NATO alliance is fundamentally important to the United States and to the transatlantic alliance, but we need to see all members of the NATO alliance pulling their weight, investing more in defense, especially the Germans, the so-called economic power of Europe.
And One thing that they kind of left out of that is the pipeline runs through some of these countries, and then the terminal is in Germany, and then Germany's going to go back and resell to some of these other countries. So what they did basically is got into business with Putin. And so Poland and some of these others are kind of, wait a minute, why didn't we just terminate, put a terminal in Poland? And no, Germany didn't want to do that. And again, this is where the Joe Scarboroughs of the world, the Chris Hayes and those kind of folks, they see this as Donald Trump trying to mess up NATO, and that's really what Putin wants. But they ignore completely the fact that Germany is in business bed with Russia, where he can turn those spigots off if he wants to, cut the flow of natural gas, and basically all of a sudden have Germany cold. Do you realize that Germany closed every one of their nuclear plants that they had? They closed every single one of them down. And so they needed to have another source. And so then they go in and do the deal with Putin versus doing it with the United States, and where they're doing the compressed gas ships. You see them down in Mobile Bay now all the time. And they compress the fuel, the gas, and then they take it overseas, and then they put them in these gigantic terminal holders that are there. And I don't know, folks. This is where, I mean, the way the media is playing this, which is why I'm doing it this way, the way the media is playing this and what reality are kind of two different things, because it's anything to make Trump look bad. We'll be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
I need your understanding. I need your love so much.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On the phone, long, long distance, always through such strong resistance. First you say you're too busy. I wonder if you even miss me. Never there. You're never there. You're never, ever, ever, ever there.
Hey. He may not know whether he's coming or going. Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look.
What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we'll do it right.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Tell me, do you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight?
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Larry G. Larry G, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, what's going on, Morris?
Nada, man.
Nada?
Not a thing.
Hey, look here, man. The reason I called, there was a situation a couple of nights ago down in the Smiler Code area, where an intruder went in someone's home, and understand the cops asked the homeowners would they approve of letting the dog go in. So I don't know if you heard about it now, but anyhow, the dog went in.
I did.
And all I know that they're also supposed to be on administrative leave or something, but I would like to know some of the details, and I tried to make a lot of contact to our chief here, Chief Finley.
Here's what I understand is that it's standard operating procedure because if I remember right, the guy died, didn't he?
Well, he died in the hospital, and there are some advocate that the cop allowed the dog to really do a JOB on the guy. Now, I don't know how true it is, but someone saying the guy was hollering at what in and said the cop went in then. But one thing about those shepherds, man, it seems like every time I see a dog, you know, the cop got to pull this dog off the person. I mean, obviously, as a dog up to snuff, he should be able to, you know, heed the command or disengage, you know, to teach him how to engage. But then when you say leave it or whatever command you give him, disengage, they're supposed to do so, but they don't. The cop's always pulling them off. But now, I don't know what happened. I just wanted to run it by.
Here's kind of what I understood is that it was standard operating procedure that the police officer that was involved, anytime you have a citizen death, the officer goes on leave until the investigation finishes and they clear the officer.
Yeah, well, let me interject this briefly.
Sure.
I felt that since Chief Finley is the chief of all the citizens of Montgomery, I mean, he could have came on and said exactly what you said. I haven't heard anything, not on the TV or radio or nothing like that. Well, I think it's very disrespectful in the chief part.
Well, first of all, the chief isn't going to be the one that's investigating it. It's going to be by Aaliyah is going to be investigating it. And matter of fact,
I can understand that, Dan, but my point is, a chief of police supposed to let the citizen know something. If he don't know anything, he's supposed to come out and say, listen, I'm not sure about what happened. Since I'm the chief of police, all the citizens of Montgomery, he owes us that much because we pay the damn salaries, Dan. All right, man, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Larry Chief. Yeah, and I don't know if the dog was, if it was overly done or what. I just, those are the pieces of the puzzle that I know. And, you know, they put it out to the media. I'm not sure how, you know, the media doesn't necessarily take everything that somebody gives them in a report by the public affairs officer that is there. I know that she and I have talked off mic before, and she said that's a little bit of a problem, that they will give information, but they may only report a portion of the information because they don't necessarily understand the importance of the other pieces. And I go to the shooting that happened in Chisholm, where the officer was being dragged and he shot the driver and killed the driver. There was a whole bunch of information that was given to them, and she did a stand-up with them, and she did a pretty good job. I watched it live. But then when you got to the news reporting side of it, after she did that stand-up, they left some pieces of the equation out that were not real good, and that, you know, there weren't kids out in the thing. Kids were in Chisholm School. I know one of the teachers that actually saw the shooting that was there, and got his class to get down. And they were pretty fast about that. But that's, I know that has been among a lot of folks that have been involved in MPD. That's been something that they've been kind of worried about, that they'll give information out, but all that information won't make it to the public because they'll dissect it, because they're trying to get it down to a minute and a half story. And sometimes that can be, when you're trying to get the sizzle of it, can be a little, sometimes they can get it kind of wrong. Not naming any names. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124. Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Excuse me. Let's continue with this NATO person that they're interviewing on Fox and Friends.
They did get a quick reaction force together, land, air, and sea, that's going to be able to react within 30 days. They did start bulking up cybersecurity, both things what the president wanted done. And they have increased defense spending even though they to about $150 billion combined, even though they haven't hit all the thresholds. Are they on the right track? Would the president benefit from emphasizing some of the positive or continue the way he's been doing it so far?
Well, the Germans certainly have announced some limited increases in defense spending, but they're way, way below the level, for example, of Great Britain, which spends 2% of GDP on defense. And so I do think that the president is right to really call out countries like Germany on the defense spending issue. And at the end of the day as well, I mean, the Germans are operating an appeasement policy towards Russia with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And so this tough message from the president directly to to the Germans, I think, will be effective. There'll be many U.S. allies in Europe who will fully support, actually, the U.S. Position on this. So the president is not isolated in Europe.
Poland,
many U.S. allies will support him.
Brian Kilmer's got to learn how to just be quiet. It's like he wants somebody to know that he knows stuff. So he ends up stepping on people when he's doing the interview with them.
His father must have been the aloof kind.
Man. But he constantly does it.
He really does.
I mean, it drives me. And I've tried to. There's a whole bunch of it I cut out, but it doesn't. That wouldn't have made sense if I would have ended it there. So let's continue with this person. And remember, Trump said that NATO was obsolete. And this guy's going to say, no, it's not. But I'm going to add something to that. Let's listen in.
Turkey just said, yeah, we got a problem with Germany as well. Real quick, you said that the alliance is obsolete, so you think it should be expunged?
No. I mean, the NATO alliance is not obsolete. The NATO alliance is fundamentally important to U.S. strategic interests. It's vital to the defense of the free world. But we need to see all NATO members investing more in the NATO alliance, investing more in defense, investing more in the future of the transatlantic alliance. But NATO is far from obsolete. It is a vital alliance for the United States. But we need to see all members working with the United States to strengthen the alliance.
See, I think when he was talking about NATO is obsolete is that he was talking about the way we're doing NATO is obsolete. And the cyber warfare part, which was part of the discussion, which, as you heard, we haven't seen a report on it, but this is part of the new big issue that's out there, is protecting ourselves from cybersecurity, and that NATO nations are working together to do that, to harden their cyber capabilities, because you remember we had some hanky-panky going on in Italy not long ago, and then they thought it was Korea, but then they found out maybe somebody else, and maybe it was Russia that was doing it. And then we've had some issues with cyber that they're always trying to push back on the envelope to us. So that was one good point to do. But what I think he was saying is that NATO and the way they have been doing it is changed since then. It's very much of a Cold War type and tights coming into Poland type deal versus looking at things a little bit differently. And look at what happened in Ukraine, and that they just walked in there and nobody said anything. And I think I think he's actually going to make NATO stronger out of this, and he's going to transition it to be something a little bit different. And I think that's good for America. I think it's good for world security. We just noticed that Putin is meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes.
In Israel.
Yes.
And this may be too exactly, and this is the kind of the precursor for the Helsinki meeting with Putin that Trump is going to have. And if they can come up with Putin getting Iran out of Syria and basically pushing them out, then or telling them to go home, then that would be very good for Israel, would make things a lot better, much better for Syria. And then what's going to happen is Israel is not going to have a need to go into Syria and bomb these Iranian targets, which kind of, if you mess it up, that could end up having a bad situation. But these drones that they're launching at Israel, and particularly if they're shooting one down with a Patriot missile, that is enormous. So let's listen in to Ian Bremmer. Now, this is an interesting guy, and I like the way he handles this.
NATO countries set a goal in 2014 to spend at least 2% of their economy's gross domestic product on defense by 2024. We checked defense spending numbers from NATO, and they show the United States does contribute a larger share than the other countries. This year, the U.S. plans to spend 3.5% of GDP on defense, more than all of its partners. Most NATO countries are increasing spending, but only four others are likely to hit that 2% guideline this year. 23 members will spend less than the benchmark, including Germany.
Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group. President Trump went after Germany for almost 5 minutes. A lot of sharp words are being exchanged at this summit. Is the NATO alliance in jeopardy?
Well, so far, what Trump has done is said, if you don't pay more, I'm going to make you really uncomfortable and be really rude in front of you. Okay. I mean, there's no or else. He hasn't said what he's going to actually do if they continue to underpay. And the Germans are not going to come close to the 2% commitment by 2024. They're good on all sorts of other commitments of social spending, for example. They're good on their climate commitments, but for some reason, not on defense. So the fact that Merkel and Trump really can't stand each other, and that this is really the part of the transatlantic relationship that is most rubbing against each other, was on obvious display at the G7. It's on obvious display as NATO opens. But so far, no direct impact on NATO itself.
Bingo. It's all, and the impact has been positive because more people are putting more money in. And the media just totally ignores that. And you heard how she opened it up with that kind of snippy type thing.
Well,
and
I was going to say, that question, is the alliance under threat or something like that? What a stupid question.
It really is. It's amazing how the media goes to the extreme when it comes to Trump. If Trump is doing something, the extreme of consequences is going to be what's going to happen. Whether it's tariffs, whether it's, you know, North Korea, whether it's NATO, any of this stuff, they take it to the complete extreme. And when he does go to the extreme, it normally isn't telegraphed, i.e. the cruise missiles in Syria, where they went in and fired the 20-some-odd missiles. And that's Trump's style. He uses the bolster to kind of get your attention that I'm serious about this. And I hate to say it, but I think it's working. And that's a good thing. So Trump, you know, so far is doing a really good job with this thing. Let's go to Al. Al, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon.
How are you, Al?
I'm doing good. President Trump was right on spot when he said it would be good to have good relations with Russia. And the reason I say that is because there was a news item that I only saw once or heard once on national news about 4 weeks ago. And that was about Putin opening a bridge, dedicating a bridge. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. The bridge that he was dedicating is called the Kerch Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bridge that goes across the Kerch Strait. The Kerch Strait is the body of water that separates Russia proper from Crimea.
Okay.
And they've been building on that thing for about five, who knows? I mean, the history of it. Of getting a bridge across there goes back to prior to World War II. But that bridge is supposed to be able to carry four lanes of traffic and two lanes of rail carrier. Now, what do you want to bet that they couldn't switch some of that over, take away some of that vehicle traffic, and put some pipes underneath there? That would give a natural gas delivery to Sebastopol.
Give natural gas delivery to where?
Sebastopol.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's what they want to accomplish.
Well, no, I'm not sure what they want to accomplish either. But they
I think what they're doing is they're doing a business deal with Germany.
Oh, yeah, but it gives them more options. Sebastopol would probably be, as far as I know, would probably be the best warm water port that Russia has.
Yeah, that's where their Kerch is where their Russian submarine base is.
I don't know where that is. What name was that again?
Kerch, K-U-R-S-K. That's where the, in Crimea, is where the Russian submarine base is.
Okay. So, I mean, they're trying, it's almost like they may not need to have much control. Previously, part of the reason Ukraine was important is it was the only land access they had to Crimea.
Right.
And now they don't need that anymore.
Well, they also need it because Ukraine is the breadbasket of that part of Europe. I mean, their wheat fields there are enormous. And this is going to be interesting. I've got Mark Comasino coming in on Monday to talk about the Putin-Trump meeting in Helsinki. But we're going to go over a whole bunch of other things, such as the Syria-Russia deal, the pipeline, and things like that, because he is very, very familiar with that.
Yeah, I listen whenever you announce one of his talks or his presence is there. I listen. You have a lot of good people to come on there and talk about stuff.
We are very blessed with having Dr. Sorensen, Dr. Don Murphy, and then Mark Conversino. I haven't used Dr. Mark Conversino in a while because Russia has not been that big of an issue. Now it is.
Yeah, but I've been surprised that for so long that they've been building on that bridge, and I haven't heard anything in the national news about it.
Of course not.
And it was supposed to be opened in December this year, and now it's and they were worried about it being late in opening, but now it's supposed to, it opened early. I don't know if they just got one or two lanes of traffic across it now, but I mean, you see what that does. It gives them access that they control through the Crimea to a warm water port.
And, right.
They've been... The little bit I've been able to read on that tells me that they've been, that's been a primary thing for them for
years. Yeah,
you're correct.
Yeah. Okay. I just was wondering if you had heard anything about that in your sources.
I have not, but I'll ask Dr. Comasino about it on Monday.
Okay.
Thanks. You.
Have a good day.
You too. This hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Thames, David Ingram, the entire gang there, and they're going to take care of you, folks. Everybody who's gotten a used car from them have loved doing business with them. Had one person that was looking for a particular type of car, a Miata, and it took them a while, but they finally found one for him. They said, I've got it. Here's snapshots of it. We can have it brought here. And said, great, but it's a deal if I don't like it. And I still, he said, absolutely. And got a wonderful Miata white with brown leather interior. Dan Marr Show will be back right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Before we get to some of these other clips, thanks to Maria, the house that the canine incident and where the officer is on administrative leave for possible over-aggressive force has burned down, which is, needless to say, would be on the odd side.
Yeah, it's suspicious, yeah.
Then Jason sent me something, said if the guy had not broken into someone's house and doing wrong, he would not have gotten his, you know what, kicked by the police dog. And the question is going to be not that. I'm totally with you on that. The question is going to be, did he pull the dog off in a timely manner? And did he kind of let the dog, instead of taking him down, gnaw on him a little bit? Have you ever seen a dog take down?
In person? Not in person. I've seen videos only. I mean, just from the videos, I'd never want that to happen to me. It might be fun to, because I've seen that you can put on the suit and see what it's like.
Yeah.
That might be interesting, something to experience. But
There was a thing out at Oak Park that they did, and we took the kids from Second Chance over there,
yeah.
And they did the deal. And the police officer was about, 190 pounds, 200 pounds. German Shepherd's right at 110.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there talking to the officer because he's one of our guys that goes would check on Second Chance kids and things, and I was talking to him. And I said, what's it like when they come up there and grab out? And he said, it's like an iron teeth on you. He said, but he goes, watch me when I do it. I'm not falling down on purpose. I'm trying to stay up as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not rolling over. And I mean, that dog hit him and grabbed his arm, and the dog is like in air. And it just, his weight pulls him down.
Wow.
And that is amazing. But he said, he said it's something else. And asked if he had ever gotten hurt. He said, I've never gotten hurt, but there's some people who have gotten hurt.
Well, I'd imagine you could, even if the teeth don't cut or they might bruise a little. Or
well, the force, the pounds of pressure on it.
And you, they could pull an arm, like a shoulder, out of the socket, too, with that amount of weight.
Yep. So let me continue with Ian Bremmer talking about the German gas deal here. A little suspicious.
But those without an understanding of history, can you explain why America shoulders most of the burden?
Well, sure. I mean, the fact is that the United States is the world's largest, you know, sort of defense expenditure in the world. When the Soviet Union collapsed, you know, the Europeans no longer faced those direct threats. The Americans still had bases not just in Europe, but all over the
and
world.
And decided it was in our interest.
When Trump talks about spending 3.5% of our GDP on defense, he's talking about our global commitments. He's also talking about the fact that if you spend 20 years in the military as an enlisted man, as my father did, you get a pension for life. And as the Germans have found out with the Greeks, it's really hard to rip those pensions up. I mean, 10% of our spending is on pensions, for example. So, I mean, there are lots of reasons why our defense spending is high. Trump has decided for his own reasons that he wants to increase that defense spending. Germany has decided for their own reasons they don't. But I'll tell you, when he goes after German former Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder on, for example, selling them out on gas, he has a point. Schroeder is an enormous embarrassment for the German people. He has taken enormous personal financial gain for making the German government more dependent, the German people more dependent on Russian energy. It's kind of like we ask today about Trump or the Clintons.
Okay, so Schroeder, as he mentioned, was part of that deal. He's the president of the gas company that got this big contract. And the more... I mean, I think Trump has really got a legitimate argument that the media just did not get and they did not understand. And having dependency from a potential enemy or someone you could actually consider an enemy, that's not where you want to be. You do not want to be beholden. Let me see if can I slip in this last one?
We're kind of close.
Okay,
here.
Never mind. Guys, don't forget Mosquito Shield, LeVon Russell. LeVon is a great guy, and he will take great care of you. Get rid of those pesky mosquitoes. $29.95. Dan Marsh Show, first time, no obligation. And he's going to be doing this. Don't think that the season's over. You got a long time. Last year, he extended it actually through October because you remember how warm it was? Give him a call on Mosquito Shield. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Very good show.
Audience, I want to thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bredell the Great, he's next.